Hello, and welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 26 on December 10th, technically the 11th, 2012. I'm a little bit late again. Please forgive me. But I have got an amazing podcast for you. I have so much cool stuff for you. I'm really excited about this one. First of all, we heard back from the woman who was frustrated because she really wanted to peg her guy, and he was reluctant and kind of teasing her. That was two podcasts ago. And then we heard from a reader who suggested that she go get him an Eros toy, and maybe that would be like the gateway to get into it. Well, I've heard back from this reader, and it's a lovely letter. Hope you are well. I've never sent in a letter before to a website and had a response via a podcast. Don't I feel special? And I'm very happy I emailed you, because just to hear someone seeing my point of view, and it especially being a woman, a first for me, I'm the kinkiest of my friends, has just been so reaffirming for me. As I said before, your website was a revelation the night I found it, and I emailed you whilst still clicking furiously on links. I have to say, seeing some of your very erotic pictures has only fueled my desires now. Naughty Ruby. I was reading on my iPad as my fellow lay beside me until well after 3. I stopped checking at that point, and after finding your Reddit thread that you have mentioned in your latest podcast, number 24, about men who enjoyed pegging and had amazing orgasms, I decided the best way to convince him to go further was to blow his freaking mind. I like the way you think. I came across a great video that was solely about anal sex for men. I think it was by Dr. Green, I'm not 100% sure, in a blog somewhere, all about amazing anal sex for men, and it actually featured a couple demonstrating how things should be done, which really boosted my confidence. It was fucking great to see a man really enjoy it, and it was nice to see a pair together who seemed to really care about each other, rather than the usual bend over you slut whilst I spit on you and pound you like a jackhammer stuff I've seen before. With this newfound confidence and feeling especially naughty after spending too long reading about such a fantasy of mine, I was quite open with my boyfriend and said I'd found an amazing site which was all about pegging. He says he hates that term, and if I call it that again, there's no way we are doing it. Laugh out loud. I love the term, though. So horny. Cut a long story short, after bragging that I'd been perfecting my prostate massage techniques by watching videos and being on your site during the day via text while he was at work, his interest was certainly raised. And by the time he got home from work for the weekend, he was more than up for seeing what I'd been learning, when I really should have been job hunting, and I decided that I've been playing the long game. Let's keep it going a little longer, and so I wouldn't use toys this time. So on Friday, I blew his mind. I'm so proud of myself, ha ha ha. He seemed really into it from the word go. You know how it is, sex 4 years into a relationship can become a bit predictable, and you know all their moves. But tonight, it was more passionate from the get-go. When it came to rolling him over and starting to rim him, he was already pushing back, which doesn't normally happen. And when it came to me giving him pleasure with my fingers, I don't know if it was because I knew more about what I was doing, or because I felt more confident doing it, or because he let go more, but he was more into it than ever. And for the first time, his legs practically gave out as he came, and his orgasm lasted forever. I just watched him lying there for ages, not saying anything, while he got his breath back and looked at me. Loved every second. Afterwards, he said that at one point he freaked out because he thought he was going to pee, and I had a nice little smile on my face, knowing that I'd done something he hadn't had before, and that he'd enjoyed it. So in keeping with my long game, I told him next time we'd use a toy. My plan is to work up to it again, all over from scratch, with a more serious tone, which you completely convinced me is the right approach, and work at building up each other's confidence before taking that plunge. Tired of it being joked about, and I don't think it will now because of what he experienced on Friday. He'd always enjoyed having his ass played with, but now he knows he enjoys the penetration side of it more. I'm going to start off small. He says he doesn't like butt plugs or anal beads at all, because I'm not the first person he's had anal play with. His first two previous girlfriends before me were also into it, but from what I understand, they used those toys on him and he hated it. It seems to be their fault that he didn't think he liked penetration. So I'll get a prostate massager or something first to help him get used to the feeling and more comfortable before moving on to other things. I've seen ones that a guy can wear while he can... That stimulates his prostate when he thrusts in and that stimulates his perineum when he pulls out. Maybe that's the way to go. Any suggestions for phase two of Operation Deep Discovery? If we develop further down this path and he still decides he doesn't want to do it, I'll be gutted because honestly, I can't stress enough how lovely his behind is. Maybe he'll let me take a photo for your blogs. Haha. But I got so much pleasure from Friday that I can live with that if that's all he wants. Although I do like it when someone who tries something once before ruling it out. That's my motto. Oh, and thanks for your podcast again. Even though I had drawn some of the same conclusions as you before I heard it, it made me feel great, actually, because I realized I'm approaching this the right way, and I'm being sensitive to him. I'll be checking out all your other podcasts and the links you mentioned in this one. Oh, and your voice is oh so sexy, Ruby, very sultry tones. Geez, just realized this is an essay. Sorry, but after you dedicating several minutes of your time with me, I wanted to let you know what happened. Thanks to your site and your blogs. You do great work. We were so close all weekend, cuddles galore, etc., and had an amazing time together, thanks to you. I so appreciate it when people write back and give me all this detail, because it's so important for us all to learn from. I mean, this is so cool that you wrote back. Thank you so much. First of all, the video that you mentioned, I suspect you may have been watching the Tristan Taramino video, and I'm going to put that link on my blog. You may have, you may have not. It is specifically about strap-on, and this is absolutely a woman who knows about asses, Tristan Taramino, and so it's all about anal, and it is very much like you mentioned about the couple getting along well and having a great rapport between them. So that's called a strap-on masterclass. I'm not sure if that's the video that you saw, but if it's not, it's one very much like it and has pretty much the same things. So I'm going to post the link to that. And as another reader recommended in the last podcast, the Aneros toys are likely perfect for your guy. I mean, it sounds like that's what you were considering. With the ones where it's in and you contract the rectal muscles and it massages the prostate and the perineum. So I'm sorry to hear that he had a bad experience with toys from his previous partner. That's a bummer. But, you know, the Aneros toys are actually ones that he can play with solo, and they're designed to help a man discover how much pleasure is possible from prostate stimulation. And that might be kind of cool for your guy, because if he's a little shy about things, that will enable him to explore how this feels by himself without self-consciousness, without feeling weird about anything, and he can just be by himself. He could even be in the shower, he could be in bed, you know, whenever you're not there. Maybe he'll be able to let go of some of his concerns that way. And I'm kind of assuming there are some kind of concerns, even though he hasn't ever really been specific about what they are, because he's got this back off that you describe. If I had to guess, it's just purely a guess, but I'd probably say he's struggling with the whole taboo gay thing. It's hard to know. But if you get one of the Aneros toys, know that not only can he use that solo, but they can also be worn while he is fucking you. And you ask, you know, do I have any suggestions for operation? What did you call that? Deep discovery. I love that. Here's a suggestion. Let him play with the Aneros toys himself if he is motivated to do that. And if he's not, then it can be a cool thing for you guys to bring to bed together. But he can also wear that while he is fucking you. And that could be a really sweet transition activity between the anal play that you've started out with and eventual pegging. I think you're approaching it just exactly the right way, because a really important part of this is information and education. So even though he's not the one researching it, you're letting him know that you're studying up on it and getting information about it. In fact, you were proud of that. This, I can't imagine it not doing anything else but making him feel more secure, not only that you would take the time to do that, but also, much more importantly, that you're going to know what you're doing when it gets down to it. Because that's an important thing. And, you know, an ass is a vulnerable place. And so him knowing that you care enough to read up all about it and do it the right way is an awesome thing. It probably makes him feel a little bit more relaxed about it. Thank you for your comment about my voice. That's awesome. Coming from a woman, that's a lovely compliment. And the last thing I have to say is, last but far, far from least, I would absolutely and positively welcome a photo of your man's lovely behind. That has been the inspiration for all of this. I mean, that is a no-brainer. And if he wants me to keep it private, I can do that. If I can post it up on the blog, I'm sure there's a lot of people who would love to see it. I'm really glad that what I offer here at Pegging Paradise helped you. It always warms my heart to hear about couples exploring sexually and sharing more closeness and intimacy as a result of what they found here. That's why I'm here. It's awesome. Okay, next letter. Alrighty. In the spirit of receiving questions that you sometimes read out in your podcasts, here's one that's been on my mind, but it's not pegging related. Don't worry, it isn't political either. What's the music that you have at the beginning and end of your podcasts? I've listened to them all, but haven't heard mention of what it is. If you're using it without the relevant permission, please ignore this question and shred this message immediately. This message will destruct in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3. That's very cute. This music... I did my homework before I started my blog because I wanted to have distinctive music for my podcast for the lead in and lead out, and I wanted to do it legally. So I read up on it, and I found this sound clip from a place called neosounds.com. They have royalty-free music, and I bought this clip. I purchased the track, and it's called Boogie Night, and it's from the artist on this website, neosounds.com, the artist called Lynn Music. There is no space between those words, LynnEMusic. And I checked out a whole bunch of them. I used the search word erotic, and this is one of the ones I got and decided that it had a little bit of a... I don't know, Quentin Tarantino sort of a sound from a movie sort of like that. Awesome piece of music. I really like it. So that is all I know about it. I think I paid about $20 for it. And I can use it with authority because I have paid for it. Thanks for asking. And hopefully Lynn Music will get a little bit of business from this. Okay, next letter. Your website and podcasts are stimulating for those of us with a kinky nature. However, at this point of life, I'm wondering if my nature is a quirk or a complication. Perhaps it is time to grow up and leave the twisted aspect of my life behind. Your thoughts on the subject of age would be deeply appreciated. I have always had an extremely dominant personality and am turned on by someone who gives himself completely to me to do with as I wish. Pegging has been a part of my life since I was 17 years old. It is dominance that gets me off. My partner is far too valuable for me to inflict any serious harm. It is a mind game that two people who are really into it can share. Please tell your listeners that people don't lose their desires with age. The glory days of youth and beauty pass, and we survive on fantasy. I have met some terrific people, usually through discreet advertisements. Being female puts me at the advantage of always being able to find a willing partner. I had a wonderful submissive who told me that, quote, even though the stars are very old, they are still beautiful, end quote. Unfortunately, I let him go because the 40-year difference in our age bothered me more than it bothered him. I thoroughly enjoyed a charming gentleman who claimed he was gay, but kept me company steadily. He said that he preferred the soft gentleness of the female as compared to the hard pounding from dominant males. I have had a gorgeous sub who wanted to live with me full-time. Even though I am dominant 24/7, I don't think I would like to have someone around always. It was nice to grab him when I wanted, tease him until he was as hard as he could get, then make him lay face down while I fucked his ass until he came on my pillows. I would make him clean it up so that we could spend the night on dry sheets. I'm not cruel enough to make him sleep on the wet spot. I've been lucky enough to live my fantasies. I have always pegged my partners, and I wouldn't feel fulfilled unless I could possess them completely. Now comes the problem. I threw out all my toys and clothes, figuring that I was quitting the scene. But the desire to dominate is so strong, I wonder if I should be taking Valium or Prozac to quiet it. I have a great life, own my own home, volunteer in the community, and am considered to be an upstanding citizen. So, Ruby, what do doms do who are past their glory days? I keep telling myself that I should live straight and not scare the neighbors. Any advice? Well, this is a subject near and dear to my heart, being 55 years old myself. Let me take apart your letter little bit by little bit here. You say, however, at this point of life, I'm wondering if my nature is a quirk or a complication. This is an expression of your sexuality. You are dominant sexually with your partners because that's who you are and what you love and what they love. Part of your sexual expression includes pegging a man who gives himself to you completely, to do with as you wish, which I can so relate to. I am right there with you, sister, and that is about as hot as it gets. But this is who you are sexually. This is your sexual norm. And as long as you continue to feel sexual, you probably will still want to be dominant and fuck your partners. I don't believe this is something you grow out of at all. Rather, it's like your niche. It's one that you and your partners have been enjoying for many, many years. So unless you lose your sexual desire, there should be no reason to think that all of a sudden you would have more, for a lack of a better word, vanilla desires just because you're getting older. This is what you know, what you love, and what it sounds like you're very good at. So yeah, it doesn't just go away because you get older. Here's another one of your sentences. Perhaps it is time to grow up and leave the twisted aspect of my life behind. Ooh, ouch. You have some judgment about that part of you. Why do you label it twisted? You have derived so much pleasure and given so much pleasure. I don't see how you can possibly judge that as something negative. If you're going to listen to the nut jobs that assert that sex should only be procreative, well, sure, you're going to fall short of their standards and definitely be seen as quite twisted, but thank God their standards are about as twisted as it gets and so constricted. You want my advice? If you are still craving it and loving it, why on earth would you stop? You speak of doms past their glory days. As all of us age, looks fade. You know, looks fade if you want to compare yourself to the ridiculous notions of what constitutes beauty in our society, which I wouldn't. But because, you know, what is the single hottest thing about a woman who is in bed with a man? The men all say that that thing is confidence. And honey, you are overflowing with that. I can hear it just screaming through your letter. And the thing is that looks fade with all of us as we age, but spirit does not inextricably fade right along with the looks. If you have men who want to be with you and you want to be with them, goodness sakes, keep having fun until it no longer interests you, and you are clearly not at that point yet. There is this sort of ridiculous notion that as one ages, one should calm down or become more reasonable, or as you said, grow up and live straight, and perhaps no longer be as wild as you were when you were younger. I say bullshit. I say do what you want for as long as you like, as long as you can, and never mind what the neighbors think, or the checker at the grocery store who wonders why you're so interesting when you smile at him confidently in that way that just melts his insides, or the gentleman at the coffee shop who watches you walk in every day and wonders what is it about you that is so magnetic. I mean, there are older men who love pegging and dominant women. I know because they write me all the time. Here's another line that you wrote. The desire to dominate is so strong, I wonder if I should be taking Valium or Prozac to quiet it. I assume that you were kidding about that, but I still offer two words. Fuck no. Be that wild, vibrant woman that you are. Don't you dare tamp that down. You go on to say, I have a great life, own my own home, volunteer in the community, and am considered to be an upstanding citizen. Okay, listen carefully to this part. Because you are enjoying your sexuality in the way that feels the best to you does not mean any of those things are all of a sudden not true. You can be an upstanding citizen and come home and beat the crap out of your partner every night because you both love it, and that is how you express your sexuality, and it's nobody's fucking business. You can have a great life and be kinky. You can own your own home and be kinky. You can volunteer in the community and be kinky. It's all fine. It's all good. And it's nobody's business. Okay, you mentioned scaring the neighbors. When your sexuality is different from the norm, discretion is advised, of course, but I'm pretty sure you know all about that. I don't tell most of my friends that I like to fuck guys in the ass. I tell a few of them, sure, but not most of them. Many people are so uncomfortable talking about sex, much less kinky sex, that I just give thanks that I'm not like that, and that I had the courage to step outside of the box and explore my passions and my fantasies. You sound like you are that way too, like you've led sexually a marvelously unconventional life, so props to you. Okay, and then you said, I threw out all my toys and clothes, figuring that I was quitting the scene. Then clearly a shopping trip is now in order. That's what I have to say about that. And then this line, your thoughts on the subject of age would be deeply appreciated. All right, let me tell you this last part. If you were a leader in your kink community, is there a time when perhaps it's best to pass the torch and let the younger people throw the parties while you sit wisely off to the side? Sure, there's a point at which that's probably a great thing to do, and you may even decide that you don't want to go to those parties anymore. Or maybe you don't want to stay as late, or maybe you don't play in public. Here's how I feel about it. At 55, my sexuality has never been more vibrant, more connected, more multidimensional in my entire life. I'm not looking to grow up, settle down, or live straight. I'm looking to enjoy my kinky sexuality for as long as I possibly can, until it's no longer an important part of my life. Do what feels right to you. Do what you love. Not because you want to follow artificial constructs of age-appropriate behavior regarding sexuality, because you still crave dominating and fucking a man into sweet submission. So go for it. And then write and tell us all about it. Okay. The last thing I have for you today is from a friend of mine who has been a guest blogger before. He wrote the piece, Vanilla to Pegger, One Man's Story. This is a piece that describes his successful method of turning several open-minded girlfriends he's dated into peggers in a few well-planned steps. And I'm going to have the link, of course, on my blog for that. And by the way, ladies, this man is nice looking. He's single, successful, and looking for the love of his life to get married and have a family. He loves pegging, and he also loves wearing lingerie, as you'll hear more about in this story. He's in the LA area, so let me know if you're interested. This friend of mine read a few of my first stories. I asked him to give me feedback on them, particularly one where I was writing from the male first-person perspective. And I'll never forget what he said about a story that I, from that male first-person perspective, he said that it was written well, but it was obvious that I was either a woman or a professional writer. And I asked him why, and he said, because I was using too many big words. He said, men get primal and simple in those moments, and big words are simply not a part of the experience. And I had to laugh. I mean, I didn't change the way I write because I love big words, but it cracked me up. As a man I have recently been dating said, I have a large vocabulary and I am not afraid to use it. So here is the story from my friend who went to see a professional dom. It's called Miss Lauren. I had always wanted to see a dom to experience submitting to a woman. It was a big fantasy for me. So I set out to find one, and it just happened that I had a business trip coming up and some downtime. So the timing was perfect. I searched around and finally came upon Miss Lauren's profile. She had the perfect profile, sweet face, sexy photos of her wearing stockings and sheer black pantyhose, my favorites. So I sent her an introduction email and inquired if she was available. In my email, I told her what I was looking for, and she replied that she had the same interests as me and to give her a call. We chatted on the phone, and immediately I was drawn to her sweet voice. She was nice, friendly, and direct, asking me what I liked and what I did not. We had a great phone conversation, so we set a time to meet. She told me to be shaved, cleaned, and to bring some lingerie, panties, and stockings. I was so excited that I almost couldn't wait for our encounter. The day arrived for our meeting, and I excitedly got ready as she requested. I took care of my business meeting and then headed to meet her. She told me that she had a well-stocked dungeon, but I had no idea what was in store for me. I arrived at her house on time, and she met me at the door. She was wearing a simple black dress, black heels, and stockings. She looked sexy as hell. She invited me in, and we chatted for a bit. I asked her where I should change, but she told me to stay dressed and to follow her. She led me downstairs to her dungeon. I was a bit apprehensive, but excited. There was every sort of toy and device I could imagine, and some that I had never seen before. She instructed me to get naked, fold up my clothes, and place them in the corner of the room. I quickly did as I was told. She sat down on a bench and had me kneel in front of her naked. As I sat in front of her, I could see up her skirt, which excited me. She then proceeded to tell me that while I was there, she owned me, and I was to do as I was told. I was to address her as Mistress or Miss Lauren. I said, yes, Mistress. As a sign of devotion, I was to kiss her feet. I gently took her one leg and kissed the tops of her shoes and her stocking-covered ankles. I repeated on her other leg. Next, she placed a collar around my neck and attached a leash. Then she started to undress very seductively. Slowly she took off her dress, and what was left was a satin black chemise with garters holding up her stockings. She turned around and shook her ass in my face, asking if I liked what I saw. "Yes, mistress, you have a beautiful ass." She said, "Good boy, we're going to have some fun now." Then she proceeded to lead me around the dungeon with the leash while I was on my knees, kind of how a master leads a dog around. She then took me into a back room, to the sissy room. She had me stand up and proceeded to inspect me to make sure I followed her instructions. I had, and she was pleased. Next, she took out a pair of black lace panties and put them on me. I immediately got aroused. She loved that lingerie aroused me and proceeded to give me a nice stroke. Then I sat down and she took my legs and put black stockings on them. After that, she started looking for something to complete the set. She finished dressing me in a black sheer baby doll, garter belt, and black pumps. She loved dressing me up like a slut, but there was one thing missing. So she took out some fake silicone boobs and stuffed my bra. "Now you look like a sexy slut," she said as she groped my fake boobs. Then she led me back to the dungeon by the leash. I had never worn heels before, so I tried to follow her, walking ridiculously. She took me back to the bench and told me to lie on my back. She then tied my hands over my head to the bench and my feet to the other end. After I was secured, she then started to tease me. She got on top of me and started rubbing her breasts in my face. "Do you like my breasts?" "Yes, mistress, I do." Then she turned around and started to wave her perfect ass in my face. "Do you like what you see?" "Yes, mistress." And I asked if I could kiss her butt. "Yes, you may." So I kissed both cheeks. She undid her garters so she could take off her black panties. I could smell how turned on she was now. She then proceeded to wad up her panties and stick them in my mouth. I didn't know what to say. After all, I was gagged. "I don't normally do this for my slaves, but I like you," she said. As she was waving her naked ass and pussy in my face, she asked, "I bet you would like to stick your dick in my ass, wouldn't you?" All I could do was nod my head and try to make a sound like yes. She had such a sexy, smooth ass, I'd love to stick my dick in. But I was there to please her and do what she wanted, so not today. Then she took off her bra and did more of a little strip tease. She was almost completely naked, except her stockings and black heels. She started to squat over me, rubbing her ass and pussy all over my chest and face, kind of squatting and bouncing up and down. Then she took her panties out of my mouth. She pulled my rock-hard cock out of my panties and proceeded to play with it. Next, she took her panties and tied them really tight around my cock, like a cock ring. I didn't know what to think, but I was enjoying every minute. "Now," she said, "are you ready to get fucked, my slut?" Yes, I was. She untied me from the bench and led me over to a bend-over type of chair. There was a place for me to kneel and put my knees, and then a slanted part that I was to lean over. She secured my ankles and then my arms. My head was angled down towards the ground and my ass was up in the air. All I could think of was that song that says, "Face down, ass up." "Now for my favorite part," she said. She disappeared for a few minutes and came back. I lifted my head to see her wearing a black spare parts Theo harness. Now I knew she was a pro at fucking a man's ass. She had the good equipment. She knew what she was doing. She then slipped a nice 6-inch dildo into the harness and stroked it a few times. She wrapped a condom on to her cock, walked in front of me, and all I could see was the end of her cock. I was completely tied up and defenseless. She grabbed my head and told me to suck her cock. I opened my mouth to kiss her cock, and she thrust it into my mouth. She started slowly but quickly, had my head in both hands, and she thrust her cock back and forth into my mouth. Before I knew what was happening, she was balls deep down my throat. She kept going, which seemed like forever, until she started to make me gag. "That's enough, slut. Now I want your ass," she said. She got out some gloves and proceeded to lube up my ass. "Let's see if you're prepared, like I told you." I had, and she was pleased. First one finger, and then she started to stroke my prostate. "Does that feel good, slut?" "Yes, mistress." Then two fingers, and before I knew it, three. Before long, she was rimming her cock around my ass. just teasing me until she was ready. Then she slowly pushed the head of her cock into my ass. I was still hard with her panties around my cock, but she checked just in case. It was a little painful at first, but she didn't care. She started slowly pushing in and out of me, slowly fucking my ass. "Does that feel good, slut?" After a minute or so, it started to feel good, so I said, "Yes, mistress, please. Fuck me harder, Miss Lauren." So she grabbed my hips and really started to fuck me, sliding her cock in and out of me, made me start to moan, "Please, please, fuck me harder, Miss Lauren." Now she was going all out, in and out. I was moaning, and she was breathing hard. As her hips were hitting my ass, I could hear that slapping sound. She kept going for what seemed like forever, fucking me like I've never been fucked before, smacking my ass over and over again. She had to stop and take a break. I was spent, but still tied up and helpless. Off came the smaller dildo, and out came the 10-inch monster. I'd never taken something that big before, so I told her, "Don't worry, slut, I know you can take it." Before long, she was strapped up again and slowly shoving the tip of her huge cock in my ass. There I was, dressed up like a slut in lingerie, stockings, and heels, tied up, helpless, and getting fucked by this amazingly hot woman. I was in heaven. In no time, her monster cock was balls deep in my ass, pumping in and out as I moaned. She just kept going and going, riding me as hard as she could while I moaned. Then she let out a big moan and screamed, "Oh, I'm coming," and came all over my ass. "Now it's your turn, slut." She untied my arms so I could get up. She put lube on my cock and told me to stroke it. She stood in front of me with her big cock, stroking it as she watched me stroke my cock. It didn't take long before I was spraying my cum all over her stomach and cock. She started to rub the head of her cock into my cum, and all I could think of is, I hope she doesn't try to fuck my ass again with my cum. Luckily for me, she was done. So she untied me, handed me paper towels, and told me to clean up my mess. I had never come so much in my life before. It was everywhere. After I was done, she ordered me to get on my knees and thank me for fucking your ass, slut. So I prostrated myself in front of her and proceeded to kiss her feet and legs, thanking her for fucking me. Afterwards, we both headed upstairs, naked and satisfied. I showered and got dressed. Afterwards, we chatted for a bit longer and relaxed. I had an amazing time, and I told her so. If you ever have the chance to meet Miss Lauren, you will be glad you did. Great story. Thank you so much for sending that in. This is the stuff of a lot of men's dreams who listen to these podcasts and read my blog. And this is also a great example of what I mean when I say, consider going to a pro. Obviously, this pro is into domination and light humiliation as well as the pegging. But many times these things can be negotiated and tailored individually for each customer. I mean, it certainly behooves the dom herself to give her customers what they want. That's why they come to her. That's why they come back. My friend obviously asked for this scene to include lingerie because that's one of his desires. So it's all about the customer. So thank you, my friend, for taking the time to write this and for your permission, as well as Miss Lauren's, to use it. I'm going to be posting this on my blog as well for the people who don't do podcasts. And I'm going to be posting a link for Miss Lauren, who is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area, for any of you who feel inspired to contact her. So I want to thank everybody who sent in letters, pictures, stories. Well, actually, I didn't get any pictures this week, but letters, stories, comments, questions. I love all this. This is what keeps this podcast fun and exciting and a really cool learning experience for all of us. It helps a lot. It's good stuff. There's nothing better than personal experience and sharing of knowledge and fun and good times and hot stories. Hot stories, totally. There were some really hot moments on a couple of these letters, especially my friends. But also, the dom who thinks she's past her glory days. Yeah, I can so relate. That was excellent message, excellent letter to get. I really enjoyed it. And So you can follow me on Twitter at @Ruby_Writer. I have a Facebook profile, Ruby Writer, and a page, Ruby Writer's Pagan Paradise. You can subscribe to my blog. And my podcast is now available on iTunes as well as on my blog. Thank you for downloading and listening. You are why I'm here. Happy pegging, everyone. See you next week.